Fry, you're still with me.
I'm still with you, Steve.
Just before you go this morning, obviously our top story today was about the poppy row, which has broken out in Mid-Ulster Council facilities. What's wrong with people having the freedom to have a poppy sold? And if Sinn Féin believe in equality and neutrality, on the one hand, they won't allow a poppy to be sold on council property, but you name a play park after a convicted IRA man.
Well, the Raymond McCreish debate has been very well ventilated. You know, there's two narratives. On the Nationalist Republican side, you might say, people have huge respect for the courage and conviction of Raymond McCreish.
What's wrong with selling a poppy in council facilities?
Well, equality and neutrality. There seems to be, Stephen, not least in the BBC airwaves, a greater respect for those who fought and died wearing the British uniform than there is for those who fought and died for Irish national self-determination. So I think it would be a very good thing if everybody settled down and concentrated on the notion of respect and the notion of equality. I mean, to me, the Easter Lily is deserving of equal recognition. And at this time, for example, it's not recognised by the Equality Commission as a symbol that can be worn openly in the workplace. You know, so there's a lot of stuff to be sorted out as we move forward.
Are you not annoyed that the Easter Lily isn't going to be sold in Mid-Ulster Council facilities? Why isn't Sinn Féin fighting for that?
Well, I think we want to be respectful of everyone, not play politics, to use that phrase, to have a proper legacy for the past, recognition of suffering on all sides.
Do you find the poppy offensive?
I don't personally find it offensive, Stephen, but I do call for respect, equality and neutrality. And I think that's all anybody can ask for nowadays.
Yeah, because somebody walking into a play park named after an IRA man, everybody will respect that, won't they?
Well, I mean, your tone is very, very disrespectful, Stephen, I have to say. And it doesn't match where people are at. I mean, with respect, 94% of the people in that community, that host community, obviously wanted the name of Raymond McCreish to be attached to a facility in their area. It has been hugely ventilated in the public domain in the recent past, and we should spare a thought for the McCreish family and for all families who lost someone in the conflict.
Okay, Barry, thank you.